part of what we've been able to see when we look at some of those documents is that the churches and those operating the residential schools were more focused on how to make money than they were on the care of kids. Because we would find that a child had died, but it was a passing note, not even a detailed medical report, or the fact that children were moved to hospitals, children died, and no communications with families. You know, we see things about people being fired from schools for excessive force in the discipline, allegations around physical and sexual abuse. You know, things like we have seen documents where children with sexually transmitted diseases. Now, how do kids who've been taken right from the reserve into a residential school get a sexually transmitted disease unless there's something else going on? What the records and documents are threads. Like if you think of a quilt, every piece of information in a document we find is like a patch on the quilt. And then when you start moving those pieces around and start sewing them together, you start getting the narrative of a child's life.